Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. It's Pastor Al Davis, and thank you for tuning in live with Pastor Al this afternoon. If you were listening in the last half hour, I was on with Pastor John Lutz in his program, and of course, you can tune in and listen to him every Friday at 1 o'clock, and we were talking about issue 1 and its importance, and we hope to continue the conversation here this afternoon, and we hope to have a special guest that we're still waiting on our guest to call us here, but we're going to be continuing talking about issue 1 here this afternoon and its importance. And of course, if you are a person who values life, there's certainly a good reason right there to be interested in issue number 1, which will be on the August ballot, and that will be on August 8th. If you're not aware, it's kind of hard to have been listening to 1220 or sister station 1420 and not been aware of these things, but it's been quite a topic here of late. So I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon, and let's go ahead and have a word of prayer, and we will jump in here with our topic, talking about issue 1. So Heavenly Father, Lord, we can certainly come to you today asking for your help, and just pray that you would bless and help our caller to get with us here this afternoon, and to just guide us in our conversation. Lord, help us, Lord, to lift up and glorify Christ in all that we do. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm just going to make a quick note here. You can stay tuned just a moment. Give me just a moment here. I got to try and do several things at one time hopefully make sure our guest gets with us here this afternoon. But at any rate, all right, took care of that. One of the problems you have to do when you're trying to do several things at one time. But I'm Pastor Al Davis, as I said, host of Live with Pastor Al. We're also on every Sunday night from 10 o'clock until midnight with Late Night Live with Pastor Al. And you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And if you go there, you can certainly find out more about me, and you can also, give me just a moment here. Let me have, if I could get Eric to come over here a second. We're trying to do several things here all at the same time, and if you can just take that. There you go. All right, live radio, so we're trying to get everything technical things taken care of here. But as I was saying, you can check us out live with pastoral.com, and you can listen to the program. If you miss some of the programs, if you're not able to stay up late at night for the late night programs, you can certainly join us there and at Live with Pastor Al online. livewithpastoral.com, and you can listen to past programs there. You can also read some of the different articles and things that I have, all that at livewithpastoral.com. You can also link to my home church, Richfield Bible Baptist Church, where I am the pastor, we can certainly love to have you visit. We have a Bible study there every Friday night at 7 o'clock until 9, and if you're not doing anything tonight and would like to come out, we'd love to have you come out and visit us at the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, and we're there every Sunday. We have a Sunday morning service at 11, Sunday evening service at 6 o'clock in the evening. Sunday morning, I'm currently preaching through the Gospel of John. Sunday night, I'm preaching through the book of Proverbs, and so you can find all that. But we meet at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield, Ohio. All right. Well, I believe we have our guest with us today, and we are privileged to be joined on the air today with the president of Ohio Right to Life. I'm getting into the wrong organization there. Ohio Right to Life, Mike Ganadakis. Mike, welcome to the program this afternoon.
Pastor, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be on your program. First time.
No, it's first time. And I'm glad. You're actually born not too far from where I'm from. You're down in Akron. I'm in Richfield. And it's good to see that Northeast Ohio is putting out some people who are going out and making a difference across the state. So thank you for what you're doing.
Oh, thank you, and thank you for what you do, not just all throughout your community, but this great radio program that reaches so many people, and it's just great and honor to be on the program.
Well, I appreciate that, and again, I had the opportunity to hear you a couple times here in the last few weeks talking about Issue 1, and I wanted to get you on because you are plugged in. I had the opportunity the end of May, when you were there in the State House. I remember you were talking with Chris Long of Ohio Christian Alliance, and several representatives and all were talking kind of in hushed tones, looking over their shoulder at the time outside the House chambers. And then to see the vote where what became Issue 1 was voted on, and then... to see this, coming into reality. It really is something to see how this has come about. I personally believe God's had his hand in it because, as you know, Speaker Stevens wasn't somebody who was pushing this issue along. But it's here, and it'll be on the ballot in August. And as a pro-life activist in the state of Ohio, what does Issue 1 mean to you?
I think you teed it up perfectly. It was so good to see you that day and my good friend Chris Long at the State House, because in order to have this opportunity on August 8th, we had to go through the situation and the form and function that we did back in a couple months ago at the Ohio State House. And here we are. But as a pro-lifer and all the pro-life members of our community listening in today, I would say this. Look, we get one shot at this, ladies and gentlemen. If we want to protect our values, if we want to protect our way of life here in Ohio, we must protect our Constitution. And why do I say that? You see, my friend, the anti-life, anti-family radicals, left-wing radicals from California to New York City have found a loophole in a system in our great state. Well, look, we're a Midwestern state with Midwestern values. We elect good men and women to the legislature, the Ohio House, the Ohio Senate, the governor's office. And anti-life and anti-family forces hate that we do that. They hate the fact that they can't pass a radical pro-abortion agenda through the State House or anti-family or transgender agenda through the State House to the governor, because they'll all vote no, of course. So the loophole they found is our state constitution. It's for sale. And I don't say that lightly enough. Mm-hmm. I'm fear-mongering. I'm being very honest with you and all your listeners. Our constitution is for sale. We're only one of 9 states in the United States of America that allows for a simple majority for anyone to come in, put something on our ballot, and then change our constitution. I mean, for the love of God, we have blackjack, craps, and poker in our state constitution. There is no constitutional right to gambling. We all know that. You don't have to be a lawyer to understand that. Our constitutional rights are the right to freedom, right to religious freedom, First Amendment speech, assembly, so on and so forth. But yet, in our constitution, in the state of Ohio, is gambling, poker, blackjack. It's the loophole they found. And who's coming next? It's the radical pro-abortion community from Planned Parenthood to ACLU. They want to put late-term abortion in our state's constitution this fall. They want to take away parental consent, parental notification in our constitution this fall. And when they do that, guess what happens, Pastor? It's in there for good. If a constitutional amendment is in our wins, unfortunately, we can't go to the governor, Mike DeWine. We can't go to the State House. We can't call you or me or anyone else and say, hey, fix this, because it's in our Constitution. The Constitution trumps state law. The Constitution trumps our elected officials. There's nothing we can do. That's the loophole. But we can fix this. We can protect our way of life and our values by voting yes on Issue 1 on August 8th, period. And the liberal forces out there hate it. And they're spending millions of dollars right now lying and trying to confuse Ohioans to vote no, because they don't want us to have the power to protect our Constitution. Policy decisions belong at the State House, not in our Constitution. If the legislature wants to pass gambling or abortion, they can pass it. And then guess what? You and I have checks and balances. If we don't like a law they pass, we can vote them out of office every 2 or 4 years, right? But if something's put in the Constitution, there's nothing that you can do, nothing you can say. It's there for life. But the system we have now is when a policy decision is made by the legislature, if you and I like it, we vote to reelect the men and women who are our state reps and our state senators. And if we don't like the work they're doing, we can vote for somebody else. That's the ultimate power. We, the people, have the power. But yet, just because some rich billionaire in California and Hollywood has enough money to put 30-second commercials on and get their way in our Constitution, we're in trouble unless we all vote yes on issue one on August 8th. I'm sorry, that's a lot, and I'm talking fast. I need to stop, but I thank you for the opportunity to say just that.
Well, absolutely, and there is a lot going on here with this issue, and I've told people that, this is issue one. And on August 8th, there's only one issue that's going to be on the ballot, and it's issue one. This is issue one. It is the only issue that's really important to us right now because, as you said, it protects our way of life, not only our way of life, but the very life of unborn Ohio citizens. You had mentioned, I want to go back to the thing with the abortion amendment. It's a radical abortion amendment. And some people have criticized issue one, saying it's only a reaction to keep abortion out of the Ohio Constitution. My response to that has been, well, if that's the only reason you vote for it, isn't that a good reason? Isn't the being a voice for the voiceless a good reason? What do you say to that?
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. Look, for some of us, like me and you, protecting life from conception until natural death is the number one and actually only issue. Because if we don't have respect for life, well, do any of the other laws matter? So for us, we lead with our chin on life. And what I tell people that are pro-abortion, pro-choice in Ohio is, look, do you support late-term abortion? Do you think it's perfectly fine for an 8-month-old, 6-pound baby to be aborted for no reason whatsoever? And they all the pro-choice people I know, say, oh, no, that's horrible. And I say, but that's what's coming. That's what Planned Parenthood wants to put in our Constitution this November. And like, well, I would never vote for that. Like, well, I agree. But the 30-second commercials you're going to see, because they're going to spend $50 million, is going to tell you just the opposite. And you'll never know what you're voting for. But we can protect our Constitution and stop Planned Parenthood with a yes vote on issue one on August 8th.
Absolutely. And people don't understand the importance of it. It's abortion today, but there are other things that are coming, as we've seen, recreational marijuana, radical gun control laws, and a whole plethora of things that the left has in mind. And issue one would put an end to that and help protect our way of life here in Ohio, as you said.
Yeah, think about it, Pastor. The weed guys are in the field right now. They want to put marijuana, pot, drugs in our state constitution. Where, oh, where did our founding fathers say when our country was born and our U.S. Constitution was adopted that you have a constitutional right to smoke weed? It doesn't exist. But the weed guys know they can't pass a law legalizing it in Ohio because we elect good men and women to the state house to stop that madness. We have enough people dying of overdose deaths in our state. We don't need more drugs. We need less drugs. So they're going to buy their way into our state constitution. Look, abortion is just the tip of the spear. They're coming for us first. And when they're done with us, they're going to put weed in the constitution. They're going to come after your Second Amendment rights. Michael Bloomberg, George Soros of the world hate the Second Amendment, hate your constitutional rights. They'll come up with a slick advertising campaign to put anti-gun stuff in our state constitution. Look, if you care about police and firefighters the way my wife does, there's an organization called Ohioans Against Qualified Immunity. They want to get rid of the legal shield our men and women in law enforcement have right now in our firefighters so they can do their job without fear of getting sued. They hate police officers and they want to end that. And if that gets in our constitution, police officers' pensions gone, their way of life, the ability to take care of their family is gone because woke prosecutors and people will sue them and take all their money, their household, their living. People will quit. Our law enforcement will quit and have to go find another job, and there'll be anarchy in the streets. I'm not fear-mongering. I'm being honest. This is what's coming, but we can stop it with a yes vote on issue one on August 8th.
Oh, absolutely. And another thing I like about issue one, and I've been bringing this up with people, is currently, in order to get a what we call a citizens-led thing on the issue on the ballot to amend the Constitution, you only have to go to half of the counties in Ohio. There's 88 counties in Ohio. You only have to go to 44. One of the things I like with issue one is it will require signatures from all 88 counties. And this is one of the reasons that groups like the Ohio Farm Bureau and Ohio Pork Council and some other agricultural groups are all for issue one. They're all urging a yes vote on issue one because they see their way of life, their livelihoods under attack by the left as well, because nobody goes to rural Ohio. You know, who goes to Washington County or Noble County to get petition signed to get something on the ballot? There's not that many people there. And so they go to the more populated places. Plus, you know, the rural areas of Ohio tend to lean to the right. More so than the urban areas. There's reasons for that. And so they don't want to go. So rural Ohio, essentially, when it comes to these issues, these citizen-led issues, really has no voice. Nobody goes to them to sign petitions, and any votes that they have are outweighed by the urban areas of the state. And so they feel their ability to have a living, you know, their family farms are under threat, their livelihood are under threat, their ability to go hunting and things like that. That's why all of the hunting groups Sportsman League and Gun Owners of America, or I'm sorry, of Ohio and Buckeye Firearms, all these groups are urging a yes vote on issue one. And I think part of it's because it's going to bring voice to rural Ohio. And I think that's a tremendous thing.
Listen here, sir. You nailed it. And I can't say this but good as you did, but I'm going to echo your comments so your listeners hear it not once but twice. The current system says Planned Parenthood only has to go to their favorite 44 counties to get their signatures. And anything that's put in their constitution applies to all of us, all 88 counties. But Planned Parenthood knows the system's currently rigged, and they just have to find their favorite counties, you know, the Cleveland, Cincinnati, Columbus, Toledo, Akron, Dayton, Youngstown, mm-hmm. go to those liberal, more blue, traditional pro-abortion communities and get their signatures. But those counties that you mentioned and about 60 more have no say, you know, or 40, you know, 44 more have no say, but they're going to have to live with those results. And what we're saying is, look, let's level the playing field. If the Ohio Constitution applies to all 88 counties, all of us, and not just the favorite 44, Planned Parenthood, well, let's make them get signatures from all 88 counties and then put it on the ballot. Represent our Constitution should represent all of us, not some of us.
Absolutely. And when you look at issue one, of course, this comes out of Ohio Senate Joint Resolution 2, and then there was a related one, of course, the House Joint Resolution 1. But, you know, rural Ohio had a voice in that because they have representatives and they have senators from those areas, and they had an opportunity to have an impact. And you were pointing out about the out-of-state billionaires and things coming in with their left-leaning projects and issues. They don't want rural Ohio to have a voice for just what you said, don't they?
They don't. They want to muzzle us. And let's face it, I've said the word hate a couple times, and I don't like using it, but this is how strong it is. These radical pro-aborts and left-leaning, left-wing, radical liberals, they hate conservatives. They hate Western Ohio, the 44 counties that they never want to go to because of what they believe in, their family values, their love for Christ, pro-life, and limited government, and being able to dictate what happens in their children's schools. The left hates it. So they try to avoid them, go around them, and sneak things into our state budget and only go to certain people in our state. We need to level the playing field for Ohio and not let others, minority groups from out of state, come in representing minority viewpoints and come in with slick 30-second ads to confuse people and put something in the Constitution that doesn't belong there. Look, you can any Democrat, any Republican, any liberal or conservative can introduce a piece of legislation at the State House, no matter what it is, mm-hmm. pro-life or pro-abortion, and we can debate it, have hearings, and then they can take a vote. And we can hold our elected officials accountable for that vote. That's where policy should be made. Abortion is a policy decision, should be made at the right. State House. Marijuana, State House. Gambling should have been at the State House. Mm-hmm. Those are policy decisions. And if we, the people, don't like the outcome, we vote for somebody else. If we like the outcome, we can continue to support the men and women who did that. That's the way our system was created. But it's being prostituted now because what I say, they found a loophole.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you pointed out, that we can debate it at the State House. And every voter in Ohio, every citizen of Ohio has the right to let their voice be heard, that you can call your representative, go visit them, your senator. You can even go down when they have the committee hearings, and you can be in one of the committees, give testimony as to why you support or you don't support something. Or if you don't have the opportunity to go there, you can submit it in advance in writing, and you can let your voice be heard. People don't do that like they should.
Yeah, and I'll take it one step further. You're right. Sometimes, I mean, look, I live in Central Ohio, so it's a 20-minute drive for me to get to the State House. Not everyone does. You know, you're in the Akron area, and there's people that live even farther north or farther south than you. But here's the beauty of it. You know, you can watch every committee hearing online in the comfort of your own home in your pajamas if you work from home or whatever. You can watch it online.
Yes.
And every single state rep and every single state senator in Ohio have office hours back in their district. So if you live in, you know, anywhere from Cleveland to Youngstown, you pick the small city, large city. Wherever you live, your elected officials have office hours, so to speak, in your district. You can go there and voice your opinion, so you don't have to come to Columbus. Or you could write the letter, make the phone call. You know, you've got. We all have Facebook. We all have social media. The power of social media is incredible. And guess what? These elected officials, they do watch it. They monitor it, see what their constituents think. So, look, we all need to stop being the silent majority and become the vocal majority.
Right. Right. Well, Mike Gonadakis, I want to thank you for being with us. We just got a couple of minutes left here in the program, right about three, four minutes. But where do you think the state of issue one is right now? If a vote was held today, would you want to go out on a limb and give an estimate? I know there's been some surveys, polls, but what do you get the sense of? You're traveling across the state.
Every day of the week, if you follow me on Twitter, please, I encourage people to do M. Gonadakis for my first initial last name on Twitter. Every day of the week, minus Sundays, I am on the road in a different county, at a different event, sometimes multiple events in one day in multiple counties. And the sense I'm getting from Ohioans is, you know, not a lot of people still realize there's an election in August. It's kind of unnatural, right? We usually they're in November, and sometimes you'll have a May primary. Mm-hmm. But we need to continue to remind people we have an August election. When you tell them what's at stake, the conversation you and I just had, Pastor, when people hear that, even if they're Democrats, you know, even if they're, you know, center left, they're like, oh, wow, that makes sense. Yeah, I want to protect our Constitution for 100 different reasons. Maybe it's life, maybe it's something else. But when we educate people, that's when the light bulb goes off, and we need to continue doing that up to and through August 8th. And here's what I'm going to challenge everyone listening in today. Everyone has email. Everyone has text messaging. Everyone has some form of social media. Email your friends. Remind them. Tell them. Inform them there's an election. Tell them what's at stake. Reach out to Ohio Right to Life if you need talking points. We'll give them to you. But if every single person on your radio program votes, that's great. It's not enough. We need every single person that listens to then tell their relatives, their book club, their library club, their church, parishes, what's at stake, and then we win. The power of the people will win.
Absolutely, and we've seen that happen time and time again. And as people of faith, we also know that when God's people get together and pray, and God begins to do things. So like I said, I think that's why we have this on the ballot to begin with. But Mike Gonadakis, how can people follow you again, and where's your website for Ohio Right to Life?
Yeah, they can follow us, ohiolife.org. That's ohiolife.org. If you'd follow me on Twitter, it's at M. Gonadakis, M-G-O-N-I-D-A-K-I-S, long last name. I'm Greek, sorry. But follow me on Twitter to keep up to speed on all of the pro-life, pro-family news going on around the state. And I'm just so blessed and honored to be on your program, Pastor.
Well, I'm so glad you were able to be with us here today. And for a variety of reasons, I am solidly behind this issue, urging a yes vote on issue one on August 8th. And I know I say August 8th. You can go in right now, can't you? I mean, early voting's going on.
Yeah, you know, look, the anti-family, anti-life side is good at early voting. If we can just meet them on the battlefield of early voting, that would be great. Please go to your local Board of Elections. Just Google it. If you live, whatever county you live in, Google the name of your county and Board of Elections. It'll pull up the website. You know, take your GPS, drive there, give them your ID, and then you can vote right then. Because, look, on August 8th, because it's not a normal election day, people may be on vacation. That's okay. Mm-hmm. People may be doing back-to-school shopping, or they're at the pool, or they forgot, or they're sick, or they've got something going on.
Right.
I get it. But that's when we have early voting. Let's get it out of the way. Go to your Board of Elections and vote. If you don't think August 8th is going to work for you, that's okay. We have lives. Mm-hmm. We have kids. We have work. We have things to do. I get it.
Absolutely.
That's why we have it.
You can even do an absentee ballot, but I like to go in because I know that I voted. I know I've dropped that ballot in the slot there. I know it's there when you do that. You don't have to worry about the mail that way. But, Mike, I want to thank you so much for being on the radio with us today, and we'll have to get you on after August 8th to talk about the upcoming November election and to see what we have in store for us then. But, again, God bless you in your efforts. We're out of time today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir, so much. I appreciate you, Pastor.
All right, and God bless. Thanks for listening today, and check these things out.
To Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286, or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoll.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 10 to midnight. And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.